There is widespread illegal sale of animal drugs, animal antibiotics in Brazil. That's a fact. The journal reporters traveled 3,000 kilometers, Greg. They went to four different provinces and they could walk in off the street without an ID, without a herd number, without anything at all, and just buy more and more antibiotics.
The EU is prepared to allow this to happen because the likes of the Germans, I'm sure, want to ship as many cars as they can to Brazil and others producing white goods, etc. And if that means, you know, this potentially polluted meat coming into the EU market, well, so be it.
They'll talk about safeguards, Greg. They've talked about all these additional measures in the last few days, in the last couple of weeks. I'm not buying any of that because I know from these reports from the journal, and we've heard it before. There's an MEP from the Netherlands who sits beside me here. She worked as a veterinary surgeon in Brazil for 6 years. She tells me all the time of the practice. And you know, Greg, there's one really, really, really important thing about this report in the journal this morning. The overuse of antibiotics just isn't a major issue with regard to animals.
No, it's for
It's a
us.
huge issue for humans. It seems to me there's no appreciation in Brazil of the antimicrobial resistance, which is in plain person's language, is the overuse of antibiotics. You know what happens when we get overuse of antibiotics? If it's coming through the meat chain into the human situation, our immunity will be reduced all the time, and antibiotics will not work for us. That's the bottom line if this goes on.
You
And that's
are.
why I'm really concerned about this report today.